Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is one bowl cakes. Sometimes you're on a culinary deadline and you feel like you just gotta cut a couple corners, buying, okay, wait for it, a store-bought cake or cookies, and say to yourself, yep, that's okay, I can do this, nobody will know the difference. Trust me, they will know the difference. What you really should be doing is utilizing a one-bowl cake or cookie recipe. I promise the following recipe takes less than 10 minutes to whip up and clean up. The recipe is for one-bowl coffee brownies. You need 4 ounces of unsweetened chocolate, broken into pieces, or you can use chips, 3/4 cup of unsalted butter, and it should be unsalted, 3/4 cup sugar, 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 teaspoons of instant coffee, 1 cup of flour, and 1 cup of chopped pecans or walnuts or hazelnuts, really whatever nut you like. You want to preheat your oven to 350. Line a 9x13 baking pan with a piece of foil long enough to extend over the edges. These are going to be handles that you'll be able to lift the brownie out with. You want to grease the foil as well as the pan. In a large microwave bowl, combine the butter and chocolate and microwave it for about a minute until the chocolate is melted. Stir it, return it if all the chips are not melted, and microwave for another 20 or 30 seconds. Make sure you don't over-microwave because chocolate will burn. Add the rest of the ingredients and mix to combine. Pour it into the prepared pan. Bake for about 30 minutes. Let it cool for about 15 minutes before you want to cut it. Serves about 8. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. Now I hope you'll join me in supporting NIPR. Here's how you can do that.